Dear brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ, the Passion of Christ is one of the most influential movies based on the life of Jesus. The movie had a strong impact on many of its viewers. The movie also had a major impact on many of the people who were involved in its making. One such person was the powerful experience of the actress who played the role of Veronica in the movie. She was an Italian actress in her early 30s. Although brought up as a Catholic, she had long ago stopped practicing her faith. The time of the filming was also a time of spiritual low point in her life. Her scene in the movie, as Jesus carries his cross, he falls to the ground. The crowds surge around him, abusing him as he lies on the ground. Moving through the middle of this confusion is Veronica. She looks at him with immense love and devotion, kneeling before him, saying, "Lord, permit me." She takes a white cloth and wipes his badly bruised face. This scene, however, had to be shot many times since the noisy crowd kept bumping into Veronica and disrupting this moment of affection and intimacy. It seems that after many such shots of kneeling before the suffering Christ, looking into his eyes and calling him Lord, the actress felt something had started to melt inside her. It was her moment of believing once again in her Lord. This experience was lighting up the flame of faith in her darkened heart. This experience was blossoming the bud of hope in her dry and barren life. This is what the crucified Savior can do in our lives too. This is what the bleeding Messiah on the cross can effect in our hearts: a conversion, a transformation, a change of heart, a trading of temperaments. We have entered the most important week of the liturgical year, the Holy Week. The days of Lord's Passion, Death and Resurrection are here. The liturgy of the day presents before us two gospel passages: the narration of the entry of Jesus into the gates of the city of Jerusalem, the narration of the death of Jesus outside the gates of the city of Jerusalem. The liturgy teaches us that Jesus made it very clear that his way was to be different from the popular ways of the world. Jesus very boldly proclaims this quote: "All that is popular need not be right always. All that is right need not be popular always." Both gospel passages highlight this concept very clearly. Once, little Johnny was very sick on Palm Sunday and stayed home from the church with his mother. His father returned from the church holding a palm branch. The little boy was curious and asked why. His father explained Johnny, you see, when Jesus came into town, everyone waved palm branches to honor him. So we got palm branches today. Oh no, grumbled little Johnny. The one Sunday I can't go to the church and Jesus shows up. Dear friends, as we hold the palm branches and sing Hosanna to our King, let us also become aware that we need to remain firm as the followers of Christ. We ought to take up our cross even though people may shout, "Crucify him, crucify him." As we enter the Holy Week, let us take time to meditate deeper on the Holy Cross and the suffering that he underwent for us. To look at his Holy Cross for some time every day in order to become more like him. To hold his Holy Cross close to our hearts that we may experience true transformation. To leave his Holy Cross in our own life, situations and various circumstances, and bring healing and peace to our family, to our society, to our world. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.